it's Dan, and in this video I want to talk to you about why male shorts still work. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So, let's talk about male shorts. And when I talk about male shorts, I'm referring to the type that you send with a stamp. They go into the post with an envelope and a letter, and they are addressed to somebody, and, you know, historically, they've been used in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and then email came around in, you know, the 20s, number 20s, zeros, and then in the 10s, 2010 and onwards, we had Facebook and Instagram and all these different ways of communicating with people, and it's much cheaper to put a post on Facebook than it is to send out 1,000 letters to people. But is it as effective? And of course, as more people use online mechanisms, nobody's opening emails anymore. I mean, on a good mail shot, you were getting, you know, 20% on an email shot, I should say. Now, 8, 10, like our emails just really don't get open, 10% of emails, which means that your message, your communication, the thing that you're trying to get across to people is simply not being even looked at or read. And so this is part of the problem, is how do you get your offer into the minds of your potential customers? And it also depends on what are you going to use an external mail shot, external being like, you know, through the post. What are you going to use an external postal mail shot for specifically? And is it completely cold traffic? Or is it a follow-up letter? Follow-up letters are awesome, by the way. Who sends follow-up letters? And that's the kind of thing that here that we're really talking about, is how do you stand out in amongst everybody else? And so, you know, the old yellow envelope, handwritten with a Christmas stamp, is pretty much guaranteed to get something opened, as opposed to a mail shop with a window envelope and a typed address. Having said all that, everything gets opened. I mean, you don't get your post and just chuck it in a bin, right? Very few people do that. I have done that on a number of occasions where, you know, it's an Empower and it says Empower on the front, and you're like, and it's clearly a circular rather than a direct piece of mail written by a person to me. Everything gets opened, but part of this is to do with the thought process as somebody picks it up and then opens the mail. What is the thought process? And that's the bit that you've really got to control here, which is why yellow envelopes with a handwritten address and a Christmas stamp, I mean, clearly that's not business, because who sends a business thing with a Christmas stamp? Well, we do, but generally most people don't. But already it's about breaking down the barriers and building rapport, and a bright yellow envelope with a Christmas stamp and a handwritten address will break down the rapport much faster than having a typed or a label machine on an envelope. So that's why that really works. But you can't just send, you know, 1,000 letters to 1,000 people and hope that they're going to buy your widget, whatever that widget happens to be, personal coaching or that kind of thing. And so, you know, some of these rules still apply, by the way, just because the medium has gone from being a mail shot through the post with a stamp onto a Facebook ad campaign or an email campaign. That's not really different. It's just the medium has changed, and there's a few extra little rules that you need to take into account there. First of all, it's so much more expensive to send 1,000 letters asking someone to buy your thing. Whereas if you sent 1,000 letters that gave value, and maybe a CD inside and people put in their car stereo, or, I mean, it used to be QR codes, but I don't really use QR codes. QR codes in particular become more used because of the coronavirus. If you go to a restaurant, it's a QR code now. Here in Spain it is anyway. But mail shots still have a certain response rate, and so depending what your business is, so for example, well, I can't use that example. I was going to give you an example of one of the things we do with one of our building companies, but I can't do that because we don't want to give away the whole farm, do we? But if you wrote out a letter to somebody who you know has a specific need for something, then that would do it, because they're kind of warm and they're kind of looking, right? It's a bit like, you know, one of the reasons why Google pay-per-click works is because if I'm looking for a dentist, an emergency dentist in Leeds, and I type that on Google, get pretty much guaranteed the people who come up at the top, one, that open at 2 o'clock in the morning, and two, they're advertising at that time in the morning, because that's when a person needs, on Google, needs that particular service. They click the link, they pay the pound for the pay-per-click, and the end user gets a 24-hour dentist. So if you can match up a mail shop with somebody who you know is looking, so it could be that you're buying a list in, maybe, of somebody who's responded recently to something, that would work. But, you know, I mean, we're buying businesses from mail shops, as well as different mediums too, but mail shops work in that scenario as well. And I don't think that you should discount sending mail out in the post. It is more expensive than sending emails, but it is, you know, almost 100% open rate, right? Even though it's mail, as opposed to email, which is 20% or less, 10-15% on a good day, open rate. Like, that's the first part, is how do you get your, you know, your communication open? And if you can solve that, then the next bit is, you know, the letter's got to read good, right? So the letter has to read well and allow people to get excited about what the offer is, or the potential to work together, or, and again, the same thing here on that letter is you've got to sell the next simple step. And the next simple step, it might be a free quote, or it might be a consultation, or it might be, let's just jump on a call next week and see what you've got lined up. And actually, we've just sent a letter out, a batch of letters, not a huge amount. It went out to, I think, maybe 38 different people. And on that batch of letters, and we got one response, and they've asked us to do some work, which is brilliant. And by the way, the work is not a couple of quid, it's a lot of money potentially, certainly asking us to quote. So there's definitely a time and place for sending out mail. Now, let's just talk quickly about lumpy mail, one of my favourite subjects. We had a guy, and doing some consultation work for him, and I was a coach, and I was like, you should be sending lumpy mail out. And he had a business that like cleared snow and cut grass and that kind of thing, and he only had a few customers, but his customers were huge, like massive, like big clients, right? So he didn't need a lot of customers. So we got him to send, like, do you remember those Tonka toys that you used to have as a kid? I don't know if you remember those now. But it's basically a small snowplow, like a kid's toy. It, like, literally a two-year-old's toy. And we'd pick them up on eBay for, like, £3 or £4, and then we'd post them to the guy, and it'd say, when the snow starts falling, you can use this. If it starts to get heavy, call us, and we'll send you a bigger one, which is really cool. A little bit funny, a little bit tongue-in-cheek. And then we did it with the grass, and the grass was grass seeds in a little can with a watering can, and you watered the can, and inside the can was some little bit of compost and some grass seeds, and you literally grew the grass. And there'd be some scissors in there as well. No, there weren't scissors in it. It said, when your grass gets too long, give us a call and we'll come and cut it for you. And obviously, turning up with a pair of scissors to cut the grass growing out of a little can was a foot in the door, an intro. So we'd come, we'd cut it, and then be like, let's talk about your future grass cutting needs, you know? So lumpy mail works really well as well. Your job is to work out what is the best way of getting your message, and what's the best medium to do that. And the medium to do that, it might be an email, it might be Facebook ad targeting, it might be Google pay-per-click, it might be sending out letters, it might be networking events, it might be podcasting, it might be guest posting, etc., etc., etc. Ideally, it's all of those things, by the way. And, you know, when we're doing our digital marketing, one of the things that really helps close business on digital marketing is when people go live. But if people just go live on its own, that doesn't work. And if we're just posting out images and video, it works to a certain extent. But then when they go live, the sales come in more. You know, our lead generation is increased for sure, right? And it's not one or the other, it's both. It's about being everywhere, omnipresent at all times, and omni-channel. So everywhere they go. When I had my lettings agency, one of the reasons why the guy used us,
he messaged us and he said, look, I have to use you guys. Everywhere I turn, there you are. I see your cars driving around, you're in the newspaper, even writing articles or adverts. He gets our leaflet drops. We didn't do podcasts back then, but our Google search terms, this is going back, you know, 15 years. Our Google search terms were at the top. You know, we literally owned the first page of Google for lettings in Leeds. And so he had to use us. And that's what you want to be creating in your business as well. And so, everywhere they go, they see you, and then they get a letter at their business, they're going to have to use you. Anyway, we're home now. Hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the comments down below, and we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.